6,300-word memo, Jamie Raskin claims GOP probe into Joe Biden is complete and total bust. By Wendell Hasebo on September 11, 2023. The House Republican investigation into President Joe Biden and the Biden business is an epic flop and total bust. House Oversight Committee Ranking Member Jamie Raskin, DMD, claimed Monday in a 14-page memo. Despite damning allegations from direct witnesses, polling, and false statements made by Joe Biden, Raskin's more than 6,300-word memo alleges Republicans should drop their potential impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden due to precisely zero evidence of any wrongdoing whatsoever against the president. Watch, Joe Biden says I'm very proud of my son after reports of Hunter plea deal. Raskin, who threw a tantrum in April because he did not have a copy of Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, said the more than 170 suspicious activity reports flagged by U.S. banks for the Treasury, along with whistleblower allegations, emails, texts, and records showing Joe Biden's grandchildren made money from foreign deals, was not enough information for Republicans to open an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden, according to Raskin. House Republicans constantly insist that they are investigating President Biden, and not his adult son. In that case, we can form an obvious judgment on their investigation. It has been a complete and total bust, an epic flop in the history of congressional investigations. The voluminous evidence they have gathered, including thousands of pages of bank records and suspicious activity reports and hours of testimony from witnesses, overwhelmingly demonstrates no wrongdoing by President Biden and further debunks Republicans' conspiracy theories. Rather than acknowledging that the voluminous documents they have reviewed, including over 12,000 pages of subpoenaed bank records, over 2,000 pages of SARs, and hours of interviews with witnesses, have produced no evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden, House Republicans, once again shifting their focus when their previous allegations come up empty, are advancing a false claim of obstruction to justify an impeachment inquiry. Despite the contention from many of his fellow Republicans that an impeachment inquiry would lack any basis in fact, Speaker McCarthy has said that an impeachment inquiry is nevertheless necessary for Republicans to uncover the evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden that they baselessly insist exists, effectively admitting that any such inquiry would amount to nothing more than a wasteful second bite at the apple to try to find support for a theory that Senate Republicans' 2020 investigation and Chairman Comer's own investigation have already disproven. Watch, Biden, Hunter has done nothing wrong and his situation impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him. 61% of Americans believe Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals with China and Ukraine, a CNN poll found Thursday. Only 38% say Joe Biden did not have any involvement in his family's business. Just 1% say Joe Biden was involved and did nothing wrong. In addition, 55% believe Joe Biden acted inappropriately regarding his Department of Justice's DOJ probe into Hunter Biden over potential tax and gun violations. 44% say he acted appropriately. The allegations against Joe Biden include, but are not limited to, photos, texts, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire transfers, texts, emails, WhatsApp messages, photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners, Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter, 5 individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy, 2 whistleblower testimonies, FBI FD 1023 form alleging recorded phone calls and texts between Biden and a Burisma executive, FBI informant alleging bribes, video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor, Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad, former White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings, millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts, Hunter paying for Joe Biden's expenses, email aliases, Joe Biden's statements about his family's business contradict the powerful allegations. Joe Biden lied at least 16 times about his family's elaborate business schemes, according to House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer. The committee says Joe Biden lied in 5 different ways about his family's foreign business endeavors. 1, that Joe Biden never spoke to his family about their business dealings. 2, his family did not receive $1 million through a third party. 3, Hunter Biden never made money in China. 4, Hunter Biden's dealings were ethical. 5, and his son did nothing wrong. I have never discussed with my son, or my brother, or anyone else, anything having to do with their businesses. Period, said Joe Biden in 2019. What I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between the personal and private, and the government. There wasn't any hint of scandal at all when we were there, he said. And I will impose the same kind of strict rules. That is why I have never talked with my son or my brother, or anyone else in the distant family about their business interests, period. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.